Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. And
yay.
I know. Yay, it's Friday.
It's
all right.
Friday,
right? Gosh, this has been one of those weeks, I have to tell you.
But, shake, rattle, and roll.
Gosh, yeah.
Wind, weather, earthquakes, hurricanes.
Totally unexpected back east, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
A friend of mine posted on Facebook, hey, East Coast, it's California, your big sister. Get over it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Gosh, well, I welcome all of you to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau from Westlake. He's an incredible therapist.
Thank you.
And what do you specialize in?
Oh, geez.
Kind of everything, right?
Well, I mean, but I wouldn't say everything, but I developed my specialty because I have a knack for working with troubled teenagers. But a lot of the teenagers that I worked with over the years are now in their 20s, and some are even in their 30s, and they have children of their own. So I've been doing a lot of work with adults recently, just kind of restarting their lives, kind of getting it all together and saying, reevaluating, where do I stand? What am I going to do with my life? And I want more. And,
I love it.
And I want to help them get that.
I love it.
Yeah.
And what is the name? Because I love your name of your website.
Oh, my website is humansguide.com.
Humans Guide. Could you imagine if we had a guide to live our life? Would we be awesome or
step
what?
By here step. I am.
I know.
Step
there you
step.
Go. You guys got to check in. And also, I've got my favorite attorney here, David Schneider.
Good morning, Kim.
From Thousand Oaks. And, I have to tell you, I actually made an appointment. And showed up to my appointment.
Yes, she did.
Yes, we did. And sat through a couple hours.
Who are
and
you suing?
No, you know what? I'm actually insuring my life. And really, you know what? Seriously, I did a living trust. And then we're just in the first phase of it.
Right.
Many questions that we didn't talk about that I want to discuss with everybody. Because really, you know what? It was kind of, I like to really think things through.
Mm-hmm.
And those were a lot of questions that really I never thought put in my mind, and I'm so glad that you asked them.
Well, a big part of that is that I figure that most of my clients don't really know what it is that they don't know. It's my job to bring that up to them so that they can, figure out these plans. And hopefully we're going to have a plan that's not going to have any situation where something's going to fall in between the cracks.
I love it. And let me tell you, he asks all the right questions. He really gets your mind going. I was like, oh my gosh, haven't thought of that. Okay, but
that's the job of an expert,
and
isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. And that's what I love about these three men that I have in here. that you guys are kind of out of the box. You really do an incredible job at what you do.
You.
So
thank you
so much for being here. And Jacob, did we have fun last night?
Oh my God, yes, we did.
We were over in Simi Valley at the town center, and what an incredible mall. I'm telling you, it's really a beautiful place over there. If you haven't been there or you haven't been there in a while, you got to go check it out. They've got, beautiful fireplaces.
Yeah.
They've got...
it's a cool place to hang out.
It is. Yeah. And we hung out right in front of Brighton last
night.
Yeah, what a great place. I kind
of
like Brighton,
Inside?
Yeah, well, we were a little inside outside,
It was my first time and I loved it. Like, I'd never been to the Simi Mall and it was really, really nice.
Yeah, and really great people walking by. All my sponsors that came by and chatted and gave cards out.
Yeah.
And I had, just flyers with all my sponsors on it. It was a really good time. We had a great music there.
Oh, yeah.
And, gosh, we had people coming up and singing. I almost, want to do, a
little karaoke thing.
Well, I don't know. I just kind of Simi Valley's Got Talent or something. So, it was pretty cool. So, yeah, I can't wait to go back there. And then we've got Future Us is this Sunday. And I hope Craig's going to call in because we actually have another set of tickets. kids.
Future
we gave
us?
A
what
yes,
is that?
It is kids up to 20 years old. They're doing a mentor program, and it's music, art. I mean, incredible things, and I'm involved in that. And in fact, I got to get you in there because let me tell you, it is an amazing. Craig is doing an incredible job. He actually, it's over at Hummingbird Ranch over in Simi Valley. And not only is that the most magnificent place you've ever want to be, it's just, it's like this hidden property over off of Cooner. And they do all these shows there.
Wow.
And so I can't wait to be a part of that. So we do have two tickets, and that is for your children this Sunday. And so definitely check in with us on that. So and also I've got Simi Valley Fair, and it's coming up.
Boy, are you busy.
I know.
Oh, is it the Simi Valley Days?
It's, well, you know what? That's what I said. I'm like, oh, I want to call it Simi Valley Days, but they're actually changing the name to Simi Valley Fair.
Yeah.
Really?
And I understand they also do a special kids day there as well.
They do. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm a part of that. I'm going to, I'm going to MC on that. And they actually bring in all these volunteers that from Bank of America, I believe. I'm probably stepping my thing here, but they bring in all these volunteers so parents could have one day off, that their kids are out there having a great time. There's another place that you need to be with me. And, I mean, it's just, I tell you, I thank so many people for letting me be a part of that. So if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I add value every day in every way. And it's not all about me. It's all about, many hands make little work. And I love to take my sponsors with me. I've got an incredible team. Jacob, thank you so much for being there. And Prudence and... Gosh, Jeannie, my mom, and my sister.
Are you seeing this? People like you.
thank you. I mean, really, it was just amazing. In fact, you know what? I saw one of my friends there that we were on the mic, and by the time I got around, I don't know, I think she was gone or something. But just, I Donna Perry, thank you for being out there. Mm-hmm. You know, because we sent a lot of emails out, and, not everybody has time, but if they do, I love that they're just checking in and being a part of my life and my world and my team.
Your whirlwind.
Yeah.
She is, with that schedule.
I'm telling you. So, and you know what? And in fact, I'm leaving here today. My son's racing down in Fontana for the Nationals.
Oh, boy.
I know. Nice. And so I'm really excited about that. And then come back to CLU, and my daughter's starting her first day and year. And so we've got like the family thing. I'm just, it's one of those weekends, but
whirlwind.
I love it.
Whirlwind.
But it's all good stuff.
It's all good stuff. So, So anyways, I welcome everybody to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to be talking about kind of our responsible list.
No,
and, then we've actually got author Carl Alasco coming on, and his book is Beyond Blame. And, I thought that would be kind of a really good topic because so many of us live thinking that it's their fault, it's somebody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take responsibility for what we're doing. If we live our life thinking that, I can do this, I can walk through this, I can be responsible for this, and we all take our part in being a better person, a better world, and, being kinder. I think that's what life's about.
Well, I think sometimes you find that those challenges aren't really so overwhelming, in that when you do step up, that's when you can really do it for yourself.
Sure. I mean, they're bigger before you face them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Makes you wonder how did Goliath shrink when David stepped up,
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So anyways, well, I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008. Give us a call. We've got some great prizes. Like I said, we've got two tickets left. We gave a ton away yesterday, but we've got two tickets for your children. This is, you have to be 20 and under, and it's going to be totally supervised. There's security. There's mentors. It's a great place for you to drop your kids off for tomorrow. And that's Future Us in Simi Valley, and that's Sunday. So Jacob's on the line. Dr. Stephen Trudeau, I know you said you're going to do a giveaway because we've been people love your giveaways.
I love giving away a free hour. You know, come on in and talk to me about whatever's on your mind, about getting your life together, about, you know, shaking the cage a little bit and, you know, getting out of the ruts that you've been in and, you know, see what it's all about. You know, some of your kids are going off to college and you're thinking about being an empty nester, or you're changing careers, or, you know, whatever's going on in life. Life transitions can be difficult when you do them alone. And, you know, maybe I can help.
I love it.
And so I'll give away a free hour with me. Come to my office in Westlake Village.
The most relaxing place you've ever seen, let me just tell you.
Well, it's like the windows do look out over the lake.
Oh, God. Okay. Nice. Yeah.
Life is hard.
Exactly. And David Schneider, what are you giving away?
Well, I like to, just like Stephen, I like to give away a little bit of my time, let people come in and fire away their questions and figure out exactly how to set up a plan. So a free hour of my time as well.
That's a huge value.
It is a huge value. And let me tell you, David is kind of like a therapist, I have to tell you. He's kind of one of those people that is, you know, all three of us are pretty black and white. You know, you don't candy coat it. You just say, hey, this is what I'm telling you. And I really respect that. Mm-hmm. Because there's people that kind of candy coat it. That's
well, they're
just
worried,
not me.
They're worried about your feelings. And while I do.
You guys aren't, obviously, right?
You know, I certainly don't want to hurt anybody unintentionally, but I think that if you don't say it plainly, I think you are hurting somebody. And sometimes you have to call it like it is.
Right.
And just say, look, this is what your situation you're in. And you're going to have to deal with this right here and right now. And I'm here for you. But I'm not going to pretend that it doesn't exist.
I love that. And, you know, I just want to let everybody know, I just put out actually my second column in Ventura Breeze.
Awesome.
And great newspaper, author. You guys. You got to get a copy of that.
And it's online as well.
It is online at VenturaBreeze.com. And Sheldon Brown, a great guy, just always knows what's happening out here in Ventura. And he let me be a part of that paper. And, you know, it's kind of like what we're talking about. Rethink your life. You know, and if you're having trouble, you know, I kind of suggest, and you know, you guys, you're the therapist, I'm the hair therapist. I kind of help people from, you know, I help people from the outside in, you know, you help from the inside out, is that I really challenge people to go stand in front of a mirror and really look at yourself and really re-examine, rethink your life, and figure out if you're really going in the right place.
We're human becomings.
We're
not human beings. We're not human beings. We're human becomings. We are always in the state of becoming the person we're going to be tomorrow. You know, Jim Cathcart is a motivational speaker extraordinaire, and he once gave me a mouse pad for my computer, and on it it says these simple words: how would the person I'd like to be do the thing I'm about to do?
Oh, my God.
I look at that 20 times a day. I look at that 20 times a day. And if we adopt just the attitude, just that philosophical attitude, I want to be a better person tomorrow. What am I going to do today to make that happen? Then it's not about reinventing yourself. It's about the constant evolution of who you are as a human being. You're a human becoming.
That's it. I love it. Gosh, great concept, Stephen. Where did that come from?
Right out of the ether.
No, that is Dr. Stephen Trudeau. He really is an amazing guy. You guys got to go check him out. And, you know, I mean, he's got good stuff for you. So if you have one of those low days and you just feel like you just need a pick me up, pick yourself up, pick the phone up, talk to these guys, because you know what? Make a point of having a better day. This is your day. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
So I'm so glad that you joined us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I want to let you know I'm here from Monday through Friday from 8 to 9, again from 3 to 4. I'm all over the place. I'm involved in so many different places. I want to add value every day in every way. And, you know, if you want to be a part of my show, because I thank all my sponsors, it wouldn't be possible without you. And I want to grow all of us together. And we are growing fast.
Oh, yes, we are.
I'm telling you, it's scary.
You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter.
Yeah. I want to tell you, you can listen live on my show if you're driving and you're past my zone, you know, of the KimPaganoShow.com and listen live. You can find us on TuneIn Radio on any of your smartphones. And gosh, Twitter, I'm on Kim Pagano Show. And then also on Facebook, the Kim Pagano Show.
We're all over the place.
Yeah.
So.
So definitely tune in. So these are great prizes that you can win. So give us a call here. Don't be shy. Jacob's on the line. He's such a great guy. And
Or email us,
yeah, at the Kim Pagano. Well, actually, kimpagano@gmail.com. And put in the subject, David, Stephen, you know.
Future us.
Yeah, future us. And that's what we'll do right now. So I love it. Give us a call, 805-639-0008. All right, so David,
yes. Let's
talk about the responsible list. So you asked me a lot of questions that I never really thought about in my life. I was kind of brought up. My family is kind of my unit. I have incredible friends and acquaintances and different people in your life, and you don't really think about who you would want to take care of everything for you.
Well, you're thinking about all these interactions and all these relationships all the time.
We're talking about a trust here, right?
Well, we're talking about not just a trust, but who's going to help you make decisions during life and after life. With Kim's situation, I don't want to talk too much about your personal situation.
Yeah, be careful, Kim.
No. Okay. Well, but, Kim has a couple of minor kids. So we have to talk about, who's going to take care of those kids? Where would you see my kids go? When you talk about, I get along
with
my sister.
That's a scary question.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I don't know who I would trust with my child.
You love your sister. You respect your brother. But, now I'm asking you to think about, what's it like if they were actually raising my children?
Yeah.
And now you're looking at your niece and your nephew and you're saying, I don't like that so much.
So
you have to think about these things because there are situations that are coming.
And who has the same morals of you, and who has the same,
close enough.
Yeah.
Maybe even giving up on certain things.
That's an excellent, excellent point. It actually reminds me of something that my wife and I discussed. This has to be 20 years ago. Well, I know it's 20 years ago when my eldest daughter's 20, going on 21. And we talked about that dad doesn't do things wrong. He does them differently.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time that I have the baby by myself, I'm changing the diaper in a different way.
I can totally see that as you're driving your vet, right? At the same,
But if I bring that fast forward to life now and I talk about making these decisions, where are my kids going to be? And their morals, my brother's morals might be different from mine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not wrong. How they raised their family, how they did things are not wrong. They're just different. Mm-hmm. And now I'm being forced to think about these situations. What if I can't take care of my kids?
Right.
What if I can't take care of my finances?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brother, he's always been a stock market player and he throws the dice. Is he who I want running my financial show?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's a good choice. Maybe he's not. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of questions. I put a lot of questions to Kim and her husband and said, these are things that I think about every day. And now I need you to spend.
Now, do you have a list of these, like a checkoff list?
I have the list. It's in my head. I don't like to give clients lists. Go home and fill all this paperwork out and bring it back to me.
Right.
And that's what I love about, he never gave us I never wrote anything. I just sat there like I was in therapy going, oh my God, never thought of that. Oh my God. And he was like, all right, so let me just tell you a little story and it would pop an idea in my mind, And so it really is a whole life session. It really is.
Well,
We
talked quite a gamut of, broad gamut of situations. But, going back to that list, so to speak, I found that if I hand you over a document, say, check off all these things, and you're at your home and you're at your kitchen table, you're filling them all out, you don't understand a question. I'm not there to ask.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't understand a question, you're reading something, the very first thing you do is you kind of wrinkle your brow a little bit, mm-hmm. and you're squinting at the paper, and you're trying to figure it out.
What does he mean by
that? Well, I'm not there to see that. You hand me back this piece of paper, I think you got it.
Uh-huh.
So how do I know that you really understood what you're writing down? So I have that interaction with all of my clients, 100% of my clients. We have that interaction so that I can see in between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I like to treat it.
Yeah, you can tell you're really passionate about it too. Mm-hmm. And he could tell that he's like, okay, overload. we'll have you come back for the second session,
Well, we went through a lot of areas, and sometimes clients get that. I ask a lot of questions. We're taking a lot of information.
Well, and each family is unique, right?
Right.
And so what questions for Kim might be really, really super important might not necessarily apply to my situation.
Absolutely. Every family is unique, and that's why you don't want to be in a situation of using these cookie cutter forms. Or,
okay.
You know, I'm a big believer in using the internet, and it's a terrific tool. You can get a lot of valuable information out there. But, you know, when it comes to somebody says, well, I can just go, you know, download a document.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like any programmer tells you, garbage in is garbage out.
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't understand the questions or the concepts or the repercussions mm-hmm. of what you're going to write down, you're going to be in a bad way.
Now, I've got a question. It seems rather simple, but it just pops into my mind. My whole life, even in cartoons and movies, everybody's discussed this document called a will.
Right.
And I assumed that a will is your last will and testament, and that's what protects you and your family. But in the last few years, I've been hearing this word trust so many more times, and we're moving away from the will document. Is that what's going on?
Well, that's entirely correct. You know, the will's played out across TV, movies, and such. Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, people scratch it on the back of a napkin
exactly.
after they've been shot in the shoulder, you know.
You know, the guy sitting on the corner of the bar on a cocktail napkin yeah. says the same thing.
And that's his last rites right there.
That is. That is. And funny enough, that could be a legally binding document given the right set of circumstances. A will is a very simple way of saying, when I pass, I want my property to go here.
Right.
Now, it works. Don't get me wrong. A will say exactly that. But the law is set up such that a will becomes, in most instances, a probate guarantee. And what that means is that before the property will go to whoever you scratch down on that cocktail napkin, before it moves there, there'll have to be a court proceeding.
Oh, wow.
And that court proceeding will oversee the marshalling in, the taking in of that property, appraisal of that property, and then the subsequent distribution of that property.
That sounds like money.
It's a lot of money. Uh-huh. It's a ton of money. Now, don't get me wrong. I like money. It's a lot of money to the lawyer. It's
right.
a lot of money to a personal representative. It's a lot of money to an appraiser. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of money that the family otherwise would not need to spend. A will has to go through probate when three things are present. First of all, a person has to die.
Yeah.
That's not very difficult to do.
Mm.
Number two, they have to own property in their own name.
Mm-hmm.
Not very hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, that property has to have a greater gross value, not net equity, gross value than $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here in California, that's
not
very
to
easy to do, right?
Yeah.
So you think about when I say a will is a probate guarantee, what does a will do? A will only works, when you die. Will can't do anything while you're alive. Number two, a will can only give away property that you personally own at your death. Your will can't give away my car.
Mm-hmm.
So we've already hit two of the three probate triggers, and of course $100,000 is really not very much property.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say you have a will and that's what you're relying on. It's better than having nothing, but it is going to send your family through a probate proceeding before the property is distributed.
And what you really want is a trust.
Exactly, because what a trust does is that the trust physically owns the property. It severs those three rules of probate.
Mm-hmm.
The three rules, you got to die, you got to own it, got to be over 100 grand. Well, if the trust owns the property, you do not. Your trust owns it, so we're missing the ownership of property, and it's physically impossible to have a probate estate without a probate property to pass through it.
Right.
All right. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Dr. Stephen Trudeau and David Schneider, and he is an attorney and does an incredible job on living trust. Now, is there any difference between just a trust and a living trust?
No, living is the common person's vernacular for revocable. It means that the trust is amendable or changeable.
Mm. Okay. All right. So. And I want to remind everybody here that we do have some incredible giveaways. David, what are you giving away?
Well, if you call my office and say, hey, I heard you on the Kim Pagano Show, we're going to give you a free hour of my time. Now, my hourly is at $275 an hour, so that's a big deal.
That's huge, guys.
You know, come on in. And also, here, I'll put a little cherry on the top. Anybody that comes in and says, yeah, Dave, we heard you on the radio, I'll also take some money off the top of what a complete estate plan
is. And, Dave, you've been getting a lot of calls, haven't you?
I've gotten quite a few. You know, I had somebody come in yesterday that heard me on the show. It was really neat. I had some emails saying, hey, can you expand on a question? There was pretty interesting question about putting somebody on title to my house. Should I do that? Mm. Maybe save the money of a trust. So,
there you
go.
That's
kind of an interesting question. You know, something you don't want to do. Don't want to put your kids on title to your home.
Well, you know what? Let's take a really quick break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about that. Cool. What are you giving away? Just so everybody knows, because we're going to take a break, and of course, Jacob's going to be like, oh, God, here goes the phone right now.
I have something very simple. All I want to do is change your life.
That's so simple.
Where do I sign up, right? You know what? It's not about really even changing your life. It's actually enhancing it, right?
Exactly. If I can help you through the next phase of this life transition, and we're always in some sort of life transition, you know, I would be honored to be a part of that.
And let me tell you,
why don't you come on in and spend an hour with me and see if we can nudge you a little bit.
Okay. It is life changing.
And you know what I kind of look at it like is a pair of dirty glasses. Once you clean them, you could just see, and your whole life is, you know, like crystal clear.
The sky pops.
Jimmy Cliff, the famous reggae song, I can see clearly.
I can
now,
see
the
clearly. There, that's it. All right. Yeah. Stay with us. Our phone number here, 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back.
Oh, I want to hear more of that music.
I know. That was really good music. Can you put that up? There you go. I love that.
Very nice.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back. And thank you so much for staying with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. You know, I want to give a shout out to all those new people that I just met yesterday. Really great people that were popping by my little,
people.
I know.
Really nice people.
Do you find that people feel like they know you?
Yes. And yeah.
You've never met them before, but they go, hi, Kim, how are it you? Was, I just love
yes.
your show.
Yeah, it was really cool because, you know, you people hear you, but they're like, you're Kim, you know? Like, is it a letdown? Or is it
they're trying to put a face to the voice.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's funny, somebody met Prudence, and they were like, I thought you would have blonde long hair, you know? And then they were like, Jacob, God, you know? So it is kind of cool to meet people out there. So that's why I love to get out there and meet people. And
I've been recognized for my voice in line at the grocery store.
Oh, people love you. People love you.
This person behind me at the grocery store a few weeks ago said, do I know you? And I don't think so. And they said, you're that guy. You're on the radio.
Yeah. And so, and your wife's going, where did, you know, yeah. Where have you been? You know, so.
Wait a second. Where have you been?
I'm pretty accountable.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, but it's fun, you know. And it's funny because my husband, when we first started, I didn't tell him what I was doing. And he turned on the radio and he goes, are you kidding me? He goes, first he was like, you could see his little face, like almost, you know, like puzzled, going, wow, that's my wife, you know. So
I'm married to a media maven.
Yeah, so it's
celebrity,
pretty fun.
Celebrity.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. So anyways, but I know we were talking, you know, a little bit more about doing living trusts and stuff like that. So you were talking a little bit about not putting your kids on your homes and on your titles, correct?
Well, yeah, one of the questions I get reasonably often, you know, I go out and I do seminars, I talk on estate planning. And one of the questions I get with some regularity is, well, hey, can't I just put my children on title to my home or my bank account or something? Mm-hmm. And then when I die, the property will just pass to them.
It seems logical.
There'll be no probate, and I don't have to pay a trust. I don't have to pay you, Dave.
Right.
And while I respect people that don't really want to go out and pay out money that they don't have to, the problem is that when you put your children on title to the property, you're really taking some very large risks. So as an example, I was driving on the 101 here, coming up to do the show, and I see an accident on the road. Now, if I put my kid on title to my home, and my kid is out driving, and my kid gets into an accident, and then hurts somebody, that person's going to say, you know, what do you own? How are you going to pay me to respond to my injuries?
But hold on a minute. So the insurance, your driving insurance doesn't cover that? Or then they just kind of...
Up to a certain amount, but then they can sue you for an additional money.
Exactly.
So, what if it's in a trust? Does that protect you?
Well, a trust isn't designed to protect, is not designed to be a liability avoidance device. But the story here is that now my son, David Jr., he's been in this accident. He's hit somebody. He's hurt somebody. And the lawyers come in, and there's a lawsuit, and they say, all right, well, what do you own, David Jr.? Well, I don't own anything. I'm just this 23-year-old kid. So, well, you know, we happen to do some research. We did a little history. We find that you own a home at 1234 Street, Newbury Park. Well, that's my parents' home. Well, no, that's not what it says. You're on title. Yeah. So that's a problem. Problem number two, California, community property state. How well does your child get along with your son or daughter-in-law? Well, I'm sorry. Your ex-son or daughter-in-law. Mm. Now your children have gotten a divorce. Where will that piece of your home go?
Right.
How about the fact that our homes represent a large part of our portfolio, a lot of equity in our homes. Even in today's market, still a lot of Ventura County homes have money in them. And we might be counting on that money to use that money later. What if our kids can't qualify in terms of a refinance? Mm-hmm. What if my kid won't let me refinance?
What do you mean won't let you? It's your home, right? But now you've given them that.
I put the child on title. It's not my home. It's our home.
And people do have family squabbles.
Well, really?
Occasionally.
Let me tell you, in fact.
And when money gets involved,
it's
ugly.
Horrible. It's
yeah,
just horrible.
In fact, I just want to remind you right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to David Schneider. He is an attorney in Thousand Oaks. David, give out your phone number so that everybody that's passing by is going, could you just mention his name again?
Well, it's 374-8777. Very easy to remember. 374-8777. And when you're not in the car and you want to check out and get some good information, you can go to my website at www.drs-law.com.
All right. That is
drs.com.
All right. So, you know, it's funny because I'm sure my mother-in-law is listening right now, but I had an experience, right? My mom out there, you know. But, you know, when somebody passes away, family gets really greedy.
Yes, they do.
And it's very scary. I never, ever knew that because I really thought, you know, I feel like really fortunate of my family. But, you know, thank God we haven't had to go through that. But what happens? It's like, you know, vultures kind of come in. And that's what happened when my mother-in-law's mom passed away and my aunt passed away. And it was sad because my mother-in-law was still living, you know, and it's like, you know, wait a minute. So, and you know, and then the other thing I want to talk about is all the tears of, God forbid, your whole family passes away. That was another, oh my God. So let's talk about that.
What I find,
so you have to have backup plans to your backup
plans.
Oh, let me tell you, he was doing arrows like all over, and it was
we got the whiteboard out.
Family that you don't even think about that could touch part of your estate that you've been working so hard for.
Well, you know, with the families that squabble or do the grab as it is, you know, I liken it to a boxing match without a referee in the ring. You know, all of a sudden, there's no rules anymore. There's nobody watching. I can just take this thing, this item. And, you know, it's really unfortunate that, you know, when people talk about money does things to people, it makes them do things that, you know, perhaps they would not otherwise do, or perhaps that's really who they really truly were. Mm-hmm. And when there was somebody watching, they weren't their true selves. I don't have the answer to what those people would be like, but I see the facts. I see what happens constantly.
I also know that some people who are quite reasonable and quite generous can have differences of opinion.
Of course they could.
So you can have two siblings looking at a parent's estate, and they just have a different opinion about what should be done. One might say, well, we need to preserve the family home as a you know, some sort of museum piece for the rest of eternity. And the other one's saying, no, we need to, you know,
we need that money.
We need that money. And they're both reasonable, and they can both be correct, but they have a difference of opinion.
Well, there's
the trust helps with that.
Absolutely, because the trust will set forth what's going to take place or what the parents wanted to take place.
And you know what, David, that really is, if you want to have any control in your wishes for what you've, like, you know, your whole life that you've worked so hard for, it's all down on paper.
That's
you've
right.
already done it. You've sat down, you've given it thought, mm-hmm. and it's all planned out. And then when you appoint your executives or your executors,
your trustee, your executor of a will,
right, all of that, they're just following your direction.
Exactly.
It's not like they're recreating what, you know, oh, I think Kim would have wanted to do this, or I think that you've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, I really feel...
If you get that comprehensive plan, you know, like I try to provide, then well, I've nailed down all those instances. Now, I'm not going to put into the plan, well, she really wanted you to have this little Hummel figurine. You know, that's a little bit overkill in terms of the detail.
Mm-hmm.
But what you really want is you want a plan that's going to set forth who is going to go ahead and take charge. And you have to remember that those persons are charged with acting in the best interest of the beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pick your eldest child, your eldest son as an example, to be your trustee, it's not that the eldest son gets first pick of the litter, so to speak,
right.
First grab at the stuff in the house. The trustee has to act in the best interest of the beneficiary, which is himself and the siblings or the charities or the friends or whoever it is you want to give the property
okay,
to.
Okay, so now that you just brought that up,
yeah.
Okay, so if anybody's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking about living trusts and putting your family, you know, which one you put on and stuff. You know, you kind of want to make it so that there's not this, you hear, you know, somebody passed away, they're already in a trauma. And then all of a sudden, now you put them in a whole family tizzy because she made you it, or they did you, or mm-hmm. they didn't. What about me? What's my plate? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you really got to look at that and explain that you didn't want them to have to make any decisions. You know.
Well, you know, a big situation that comes up, people are often somewhat challenged when they're trying to pick who's going to be in charge. And there is some emotional baggage that comes with that. Why did mom pick you, and why didn't she pick me?
Is it possible to pick somebody who doesn't know you? Is there an impartial
choice? Certainly. You can
choice,
have
like a lawyer or
something? You can pick a lawyer. You can pick your accountant. You can use a bank that has a trust department.
Okay.
But the downside to that, while it's very neutral and can certainly put siblings into neutral corners, the downside is the cost.
Oh, okay.
You know, right. These as people always. All charge.
And,
yeah,
and
they
you
deserve
know,
to be compensated.
Of course.
True.
Yeah.
Right, but here's the biggest thing is if there's ever been, you know, somebody that you've met in your life that just really, you just go, God, they're a really good person, you know?
Mm. Sure.
That's the kind of person that came to my mind of who I thought, they know my children.
Mm-hmm.
They know my husband and I. You know, I think they can make a really good heart decision
right,
on my,
right.
you know.
They have a good head on their shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're level. They're not persuaded. They're not
extreme to either instance.
No. So that's kind of the person that I would be looking for.
You know,
for.
What a great lesson in life. You know, you want to cultivate those types of people in your life anyhow.
Exactly. Or
not just for your trust, but for life. You just want good daily. People in your life.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, I know that we actually have our next guest on the line, and we have been talking to David Schneider. We've been talking about living trust, and
very important on your responsibility list.
Yeah, and I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. David is giving away a free consultation, and well, actually, an hour with you, right?
A free hour with me.
Yeah, actually, both you guys are giving an hour away. Yep. I love it. Okay,
and we're going to take a little something off the price as well.
There you go.
Give
and
me
let
a
me
call.
Tell you, yeah. So give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And right now, we're going to be talking to author Carl Alasco, and his book is Beyond Blame. And
can we read the subtitle?
I'm
a little scared to read it.
I know.
The air,
go ahead. But
freeing yourself from the most toxic form of emotional bull. What?
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Shh.
Bull stuff.
Bull stuff. There you go. All right, Carl, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent.
All right. So you know.
Great title.
It is a great title. Have you freed yourself?
I work on it every single day.
And that's all we can ask, right?
Yeah, taking the year or 2 years it took to write this book, I certainly learned a lot about blame.
Wow. So, you know, so many people ask, is it our fault that, you know, we blame everybody, or is it just the way we were brought up, or what is that?
Well, actually, what we have to do is we have to take a few steps back and define what blame is, because we tend to smoosh it together as holding somebody accountable, making people correct their mistakes, who's really responsible, all kinds of things. Whereas actually, from a psychological and relationship point of view, blame is defined as four actual behaviors. Mm. And they're all negative. They're all negative. It takes a bit of time to sort of look into it, because blame is very, very complicated.
Right, and you actually have four separate behaviors that may operate separately, right?
They can operate separately. The four behaviors are criticism, accusation, punishment, and humiliation.
Wow.
So when you blame somebody, what you're actually doing is using either one or four of these. And here's what I mean. I mean, let's take a standard, ordinary parenting situation. Your fourth grade son comes home, didn't do his homework last night, has a bad grade. Well, you could blame him, which is to criticize and say, how could you have done that? Didn't you know? How many times have I told you? Then you punish him by saying, oh, you're grounded for this. And then you humiliate him and say, you know, you're so stupid. How can you? See, that's blame in action.
Very, you know, it's really uplifting, isn't it? Really, you want your child to succeed.
Sounds
huh?
really familiar.
Uh-oh, really? Yeah.
Whereas the opposite of blame, what I call, that's the second part of the book, the second part deals with positive accountability. Mm-hmm. The opposite of blame is communicating your concerns, your anxiety, because, of course, you know, you feel fear about your son not performing well. And you communicate that without criticism or accusation or punishment or humiliation. And you basically say something to the effect of, you know, Kevin, I'm really, really upset that you got a bad grade and you didn't do your homework.
There you go. Yeah.
Period.
Not so hard.
Period.
Yeah.
Now, the focus is on the homework. The focus is on what he did or didn't do. And it's not on you blowing up. It's not on your emotional reaction.
I like that.
Kevin, now your son doesn't have a chance to stalk off, run to his room, or be grounded and be mumbling to himself, "What a jerk my dad is," you know.
Yeah, where you hear them, but they're talking under their voice, right?
Right. By calmly saying, communicating, that's what you need to do as a parent. I'm really upset.
Right. So you acknowledge your feeling.
You share it, and.
And you're not blaming somebody else and putting somebody down.
You're not criticizing or accusing or punishing or humiliating.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that I always ask my child, did you try your hardest? You know, because if you always try your hardest, then that's all I can ask, right?
What if I didn't try my hardest?
Then you're grounded.
Well,
what if I had a bad day and I just didn't put in the effort?
Yeah. And you know what? Go ahead.
The book deals with that because the third part of the book is called the law of personal limitation.
Ah.
And what the law says that everyone is always doing as well as they can, considering their personal history, considering what they know and don't know, and what they're feeling at the time. And if they could make a healthier or better decision, they would. So, if you, it's a very complicated situation. And people frequently just have a reaction, oh, that's not true, that's not true. But if you really think back to your own personal experience, the last time you made a mistake, if, whether it's a simple thing like leaving the milk out on the counter or not paying the insurance bill or something, gradations in severity, of course. But if you think back to what happened, what did you know at the time? What about your personal history? Are you sort of, you tend to be disorganized, you tend to be sloppy? What were you feeling at the time? And what were all of the various...
You know, I think that that's really good. That's why I kind of try to keep a journal and of what was bringing you back into that low time and what brought you back out of that low time or high, you know what I mean? Or what made you happy? Keep doing those things. You know, it's really, you know, people, we're kind of like our worst enemies ourselves. You know, if we could just monitor our life instead of putting the, like, always worrying about everybody else and really worry about ourselves, we would be, life would be a lot easier.
Well, I think you would also function more effectively in the world. In the discussion about blame, one of the reasons that the law of personal limitations is so important is because you always have to be able to look at yourself, your own fallibility, your own humanity, your own propensity to forget things and to not be the very best person you might think you want to be, and recognize that it's not a question of, okay, that's, I'm just disorganized, I will never pay my bills on time. No, it's recognizing that it is a problem, there is that propensity to be disorganized, and yet you have a responsibility to do something about it without just criticizing yourself.
You know, I have Dr. Stephen Trudeau here, and I'm sure that you see, you know, a lot of couples or a lot of teenagers, you know, that their parents are always blamed.
Yeah, well, the blame game is notorious in in therapy. People blame, you know, what's outside of them. And there's a concept in psychology about locus of control, internal locus of control versus external locus of control.
Right.
And if you operate under the belief system that most of what happens to you in your life is because of what is outside of you, then you're going to tend to blame. And if you can accept that most of what happens to you in your life can be controlled or at least moderated by the choices you make and how you think about it, an internal locus of control, then you can live a much freer life from blame.
How?
Well,
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Within a relationship, the definition of blame, when you really understand that when I'm using blame, I'm really criticizing. I am not just simply stating a problem.
Right.
If you consistently come home late from work, or your spouse is consistently late, criticizing and accusing doesn't get you anywhere.
Nope.
Yeah. Where it gets you is into a round of arguments, because what happens when you're criticized or accused, the person who's criticized has an emotional impact.
I love it.
There's an emotional impact of being criticized.
And defensive, yeah.
You become defensive or you become angry, and then there's the reactive response, which then takes over the discussion.
All right. Now, we are talking to author Carl Alasco, and your book is Beyond Blame, Freeing Yourself from the Most Toxic Form of Emotional...
BS.
BS. There you go. There you go. BS. Yeah. I like that. I like
your
title. Well,
that's building on my previous book, Emotional BS.
Okay.
Which is also published by Tartar Penguin.
Okay, great. And do you have several books?
Still doing well.
Okay, and is this your first book, or you have...
No, Emotional BS is my first book.
Oh, it is.
And Beyond Blame is the second.
Okay.
And you're working on a third, I'm assuming.
I am, actually.
Ah, I love it. So where does everybody find your book?
At any bookstore, it's a nationwide distribution.
Okay.
Any bookstore should have it.
Okay.
Amazon, of course.
Uh-huh.
They can check my website, carlalasco.com, or beyondblamebook.com.
Okay. Is it available for a download to your Kindle or your Nook?
That's
I don't know if they've gotten around to that. They just released it last week.
Ah, okay. Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. And
I appreciated the opportunity.
All right. I love it.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. Have a great day. All right. So, gosh, you know, it really great show. And we've got a couple minutes late. We're going to take a really quick break and come back. And I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. We've got
keep calling in.
That's it. Keep exactly. Dr. Stephen Trudeau, an hour with him to give away. And David Schneider, an hour with him giveaway. So, and a great discount on your living trust. And that's it. So give us a call, 805-639. You're listening to the Kim, did I say 805? I know, yeah.
0008.
My brain just held a little short there.
639-0008.
Thank you, David. All right, stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Tides that I tried to swim against put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead, singing.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all those phone calls at 805-639-0008. And definitely, you know, the blame game.
You know, we're all parents here, and so we quickly start talking about our kids right away, you know, whenever we go on break. But, yeah, you know, the blame game, we look at our kids, and that's a great example because it's probably one of the most important things we ever do is being a parent. And you know, our kid doesn't do their homework, and we immediately blame them for not doing their homework. But we think we're encouraging them.
Right, because you know what? It's like, what happens when we don't do our work?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, right. Seriously.
Well, there's consequences for us.
Yeah. But
and shouldn't they have consequences,
and
too?
And they should, but we always try to protect them. We'll yeah. be like...
But they do have consequences, and that's the issue. You know, in the doctor's example, you know, the kid didn't do the homework, so the kid got marked down or got a zero or a failing grade or whatever the case was. So, you know, we're using these tools that we have as parents to try to get the kid to see what the repercussion is of not doing the
right.
homework.
But much like trying to teach your child responsibility, teaching your child how to tie their shoes, it's a process.
Sure.
They don't get it the first time you tell them, you know, take the rabbit around the tree and then down the hole and try and tie their shoes.
Oh, you're so cute.
But at some point, the child finally gets it. And how you get them to get it is to constantly, gently keep helping them and show them what you expect of them. Whether you expect them to tie their shoes, whether you expect them to clean their room, whether you expect them to do their homework, they need to be constantly reminded that my parents expect of me growth and accomplishment. And if I can't do it today, I'm going to try a little harder tomorrow. And maybe I'll have down days, but sooner or later, the kid looks at you when you go reach down to tie their shoes and they say, get away, I can do it myself. And mm-hmm. that's one of the happiest moments in a parent's life is when the child keeps learning how to take responsibility for little pieces. I can handle my homework myself. I can drive by myself. I can choose my own college by myself. You know, I can choose my mate by myself. you know, when they don't need us anymore, it's actually a joyous day.
Well, I can't agree more. You know, I have three lovely daughters. They're all growing up, but like crazy they're growing. It's insane. And, you know, my eldest is in her starting her third year in college, and I'm watching the decisions that she makes.
You're not old enough to have kids
in
college.
Can you believe that? Yes. And I feel even older. But you know, you watch these decision-making in progress.
Yeah.
And I think that as parents, we do take that sense of pride when we see them making a decision that's obviously one that not only we approve of, but we see it's going to enhance their life.
Yeah. So. And they make it with like an authority. They take ownership of their decisions.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've watched them make those decisions with a little bit of tenaciousness, and sometimes with a little bit of...
No, not your kids.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's all of our kids, you know? And you just hope that they have, that we were giving them wings to fly on their own.
Oh, I love that.
And that's really it.
Well, we want them to grow beyond us.
Beyond us. And you know what, though? I have to tell you, I still, as old as I am, or as young as I am, right? I still call my parents, and I love their input. And it's funny, it's kind of like that full circle, you know, where you just respect their judgment and you want them, you know, you just want a mirror. You know, we all need mirrors of people. And that's why you want to surround yourself with really good, positive people that have your best interest in mind for you, so that they're not going to tell you, you know, jump.
And you know, that's not limited to family.
No, it's not. You know, absolutely.
You have good friends and good confidants, mentors.
Mentors, exactly. Coaches.
Exactly.
And such,
life
such.
Coaches.
That's why I have you guys in my life. So that's what it's all about. David, give everybody your phone number and your website so that we can get... our show's almost over.
Wow.
Again, I know. Crazy.
Time is flying. I'm at 805-374-8777. And you can also, like I said, get great information on my website, www.drs-law.com.
And don't put it off. Give him a call. Seriously. Yeah. Get it out of the way. And then you can think about, you know, other things.
We can make it your September 1st resolution.
Ooh, I like
it.
We'll be talking about that. And Dr. Stephen Trudeau, give your info.
Dr. Stephen Trudeau, I'm in Westlake Village at The Landing. My number is 805-794-7270. Give me a call. I'd love to be able to help.
All right. And you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you showed up today. And remember, if for any reason you missed any part of my show, you can listen again this afternoon from 3 to 4. And tune in. Become a fan of ours on Facebook. We love, so then you get to know everything that's going on. There's monthly gifts that give away. And
where you're going to be out in the community.
And where I'm going to be. And pictures of what we're doing and stuff.
Live
so,
events
yeah,
and everything.
I can't
have
wait.
Some pictures from last night on the
there
site.
There is a picture. Yep. So definitely.
Terrific.
Of course, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment. In fact, it's funny, I didn't get enough. I thought about it. I was so busy out there, and I thought, oh, we didn't take a lot of pictures. So that's like on my top priorities. I love pictures. But of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, every time you suppress some part of yourself or allow others to play you small, you are in ignoring the owner's manual your creator gave you and destroying your design.
Wow.
Isn't that strong?
Yeah, it's very strong.
I know. And so really, you know, feel your worth and be the best person that you can and make it your day.
Absolutely.
So with that, have a really great day. Go do something nice for yourself and include somebody else in that. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim. Have a really great day.
She won't believe me, and it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she